Heart of the Machine. Our Future in a World of Artificial Emotional Intelligence. Author, Richard Yonk. Emotional Machines. Emotions are one of the most fundamental components of the human experience. They are essential in making us who we are, and that without them, we would only be pale imitations of ourselves. So what might this mean as we enter an era in which our machines, our computers, robots, and other devices become increasingly capable of interacting with our emotions? How will it change our relationship with our technologies and with each other? How will it alter technology itself? Truly interactive robots. To build robots that interact authentically with humans, ideally they should communicate with us as we do with each other. To do this, they should be capable of recognizing a person, determining what they are doing and how they are doing it. This means accurately assessing the person's external as well as internal states. This idea is seen as a grand challenge in some AI circles. It is far from guaranteed that this will ever be attained. But if we assume a reductionist view, that the mind is reducible to the physical properties of the brain, then the goal should eventually be achievable. In which case, robotic consciousness will one day become possible. From a human's perspective, a robot does not need to truly achieve an internal state equivalent to the human awareness of the other. It just needs to emulate it to such a degree that we are convinced it is aware. This is an important distinction because true consciousness may or may not be ever achieved in machines, and until it is, this may have to suffice. Robots for autism. Robots are being put to work in many ways to help those with or at risk of autism. Many children with autism have seriously impaired abilities for social interaction, particularly its emotional elements, as well as for verbal and nonverbal communication. Increasingly, a robot can act as a helpful intermediary between human therapist and child. Robots for personalized learning. Socially assistive robots take the matter of personalized education in an altogether different direction. At Yale University's Department of Computer Science, a number of studies have been done with tutoring robots that act as peers. Working with Yale's Department of Psychology, the Computer Science Department has also explored using multiple robotic characters to engage children in interactive storytelling scenarios. The group interaction showed promise in helping children develop emotional understanding and social-related skills. Such approaches build not only knowledge, but also confidence and autonomy. Enhanced law enforcement and deception detection. Law enforcement officials have long needed tools that can aid them in reading emotions and detecting deception accurately. Now, after all these years, the technology is ready to take a vast leap forward, making this feasible. As of 2015, a $1 billion FBI database known as the Next Generation Identification Program maintained facial recognition data on nearly a third of Americans, as well as other biometric data such as fingerprints, palm prints, and iris scans. In the same year, the Wall Street Journal reported the emotion detection company, Iris, sold its software to unnamed federal law enforcement agencies for use in interrogations. As computer processing becomes increasingly powerful and ubiquitous, straightforward facial recognition will give way to real-time emotion recognition. In the care of robots. Many robots are being designed to provide physical, cognitive, and social assistance in everyday home tasks. Not only are they being developed to perform chores and monitor the elderly, but also as companions that can provide additional social interaction. One example is the 2-foot-tall autonomous humanoid robot, NAO, from Aldebaran Robotics Company, essentially a programmable platform that can be used to develop and test many different robotic ideas. NAO has been used to develop everything from soccer-playing robots to helping train International Space Station crews. In assisted living facilities, the robot has been used in some studies to assist in geriatric physiotherapy rehabilitation. It can also be set up to learn in real time through direct interaction with a person. This has led a number of researchers to look to the platform as a potential personal memory aid for the elderly. AI needs family. As effective technologies develop, we will find people increasingly willing to form long-term emotional attachments with artificial emotional intelligences as well. These in turn may eventually lead to big changes for the human family itself. It would be a mistake to think such bonding will be limited to human-like body plans. It could apply to robots large and small, toys, devices, even software programs and operating systems. Face and voice recognition capabilities, evocative vocalizations, and other approaches seek to convince us that these devices are alive, not mere machines. Sony's robot dog, Aibo, the lifelike infant My Real Baby, built in partnership between Hasbro and iRobot, and a host of other children's toys seek to exploit our emotional responses as a strategy for connecting with young minds and selling products. It's very possible that this is only the beginning of a trend that will see ever more lifelike and emotionally engaging devices become a part of our lives, our households, even our families. Already in recent years, there have been childless adults, primarily women, who have purchased handcrafted lifelike dolls in an effort to assuage their emotional pain. The human hybrids. Today, we have a growing number of people who have sophisticated high-tech materials and devices integrated into their bodies, and they are every bit as human as they ever were. From joint replacements to neural implants to artificial hearts or other organs, this first generation of cyborgs now numbers in the millions, a number that is only going to grow while motives increasingly shift from repair to augmentation. Whether to be smarter, stronger, faster, or able to live longer, we'll see more and more people motivated to improve on Human 1.0. This transformation won't be limited to just the physical. Our ability to alter our minds and bodies through technological means is continuing to develop. We are finding more and more new ways to interface with our nervous systems using methods such as peripheral nerve interfaces and neural prosthetics, including cochlear implants that restore hearing and retinal implants that restore sight, as well as a range of brain-computer interfaces, BCIs. A prosthetic is under development that will soon be able to replace a diseased or damaged hippocampus. The hippocampus is found deep inside the brain in the medial temporal lobe and is critical in consolidating short-term memories into long-term memories. This prosthetic is initially being developed as a means of repairing the loss of an extremely important function of the brain and may eventually have applications in the treatment of the Alzheimer's. Control yourself. As it happens, considerable research is being done in an effort to build an interface that can decode the brain's clamor of neural communication. In most invasive methods, tiny electrodes are placed in direct contact with a group of neurons, often in a line or 2D matrix. These methods generally yield the best quality signals due to higher signal-to-noise ratios and near real-time responsiveness. They have disadvantages, though, primarily that they require brain surgery and in many cases deteriorate over time as scar tissues builds up around the electrodes. Several partially invasive systems have also been developed and tested. While these are placed inside the skull, they sit on top of the brain and don't actually penetrate into the gray matter. They have the advantages of higher signal quality than many non-invasive systems such as EEG due to their not needing to penetrate and be deformed by bone tissue, as well as a lower risk of scar tissue buildup around the electrodes. Such systems show promise for one day allowing paralyzed patients interact with assistive devices. Will they have their own emotions? The butterflies in your stomach, the hairs standing on the back of your neck, the visceral sensation of disgust, these interoceptive senses have no analog in existing sensors. To date, sensors have mostly been molded on external biological senses such as sight, sound, and to a lesser degree touch, taste, and smell. To truly experience synthesized emotion, will it be necessary to extend the sensorium of the machine? Will that even be possible to do outside of a biological substrate? While it's possible, there may ultimately be limits to implementation that can yet be foreseen. If that's the case, then while these machines can become extremely good at interpreting and emulating emotions, including empathy, they may not ever become capable of actually experiencing these on their own. The future of machine consciousness. Without a true sense of separation of self and other, the necessary mental models for self-awareness can't be developed, or at least not beyond a certain rudimentary level. In the absence of self-awareness, the early communication channels and motivators needed to become a technology-developing species wouldn't have been possible, which returns us to the question of machine consciousness. Can it exist or can't it? Allowing machine intelligence to merge with biological emotional systems, even temporarily, may provide the necessary stimulus or direction to get things started. If we were to become the conduit by which a technological intelligence assessed somatic experiences and by extension emotions and true self-awareness, it would be a palindromic turnabout indeed. If in the future we actually merge sufficiently with technology, which by many people's reckoning is going to happen sooner rather than later, then in providing machines with access to a true experience of emotions via somatic links, we will have become the interface. In light of all that technology has done for us throughout these many hundreds of millennia, our being able to give it something so special, so human, as emotion and consciousness feels somehow poetic.